Hey, Chris.
Hey, Adrian, so excited.
I know, same here. Like we said prior to hitting record, you have become part of the familia. And, I think you can't go anywhere. I think this Tuesday gig has got to be a regular thing for us.
I'm in.
I love it. Well, I keep saying it's your calling. It's just so fitting that we're talking about the power of relationships, right? Personal and business, but
Yes.
it's funny how you connect with someone. And I had written something on LinkedIn and I messaged you. I'm like, hey, by the way, I called you my twin. Are you cool with that? You're like, oh my God, I love it. And when I say that, it is so endearing that we have such synergy. We have so many similarities, yet we are so opposite, which makes us complement each other nice as well. What do you think?
I absolutely agree with that. I think it's great. I think it's so impactful when you meet someone as an adult that kind of makes you feel like you're back on the schoolyard. Like remember like when you were a kid and you're back on the schoolyard and you come home like my daughter's four, right? So she comes home every day, she's like, oh my God, this new girl, she's my best friend. She's my best friend. We're best friends. And that's kind of how it feels when you're an adult and you meet someone, you're like, oh my God, I met someone today. And like, we're best friends.
I know
Like it, but
exactly.
it really does feel that way. It gives you that like childhood joy of like, I met someone and we like the same stuff.
I know. Oh my God, I love the fact that you put it like that because it's true. You have this elation, but I go back to saying I feel like the secret to having those types of relationships, because I don't care who you are, I think by teenage years, somewhat even earlier, you might have been sort of in a relationship or a situation where you might have got burned. And because as a child, there's such innocence, like with your 4-year-old, right? I met this new girl. And then, 3 weeks later, they might have this big fight, or she maybe said something, or this person. And then it becomes sort of scathed. And then you're sort of, suspicious of everybody that comes into your life. And I love the fact that you get to a point in your adult life that you get to go back to that and say, you know what? Yeah, I've been hurt. I've been burned. I've been whatever. But I am still going to be open and curious to see where this goes. Isn't that great?
I love it, and I think it's important that you take the time to appreciate that feeling of joy on I don't want to call it the silly things, the small things. Like, go ahead and be excited that you met someone that has the same food addiction as you do to like the same, you both love cupcakes or whatever it is. Like, it's just, yeah. Like go ahead and like be excited that you met someone who likes the same band that you like, or be excited that you met someone that you can chat with about anything, and it's okay that like you just met and you hit it off. That's okay, and it's okay to be excited about that.
I absolutely, and I think it's okay to be open. Being a private investigator for the last 2 decades, I mean, people come to us when their lives are falling apart. They've been cheated on, they've been lied to, by partners, as well as significant others, family, but also business partners, right? So they're very scathed, and even when they call me, they're like, so how do I know you're legit? And I'm like, same way I know you're legit. And then I kind of get them to, they laugh. I always try to use humor to sort of as that little bit of a buffer. But, as I went through, I'm not so much in the daily ops anymore, but as I went through hundreds and thousands of divorces a year for the last 2 decades, I understand it, but I don't agree with it. Because if you think everybody's a lying, cheating, good for nothing, so and so, you are robbing yourself of beautiful things and beautiful relationships, right? And we've all been hurt. So I feel like just continuing to sort of navigate relationships with an open mind and not judging your past is really key to having future really awesome relationships.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's key to be open. That doesn't mean don't be smart. Like be open, but like when a red flag's there, a red flag's a red flag, like come, don't ignore them. However, be open and be authentic. I think that the more authenticity you bring to a relationship, it encourages others around you to be just as authentic. And so I think that's where you're going to get the true value from a relationship, right? Is that if you're being your real self, you can trust that the other individual is going to feel that comfort and be their real self. And that's when you're really going to be able to distinguish, like, is this for me?
Exactly. And you know, this is where we're going to sort of pivot a little bit and say, yes, you get to decide if this is for you. Yeah. I'll give you sort of a quick example that I don't talk openly about, but very sadly, I had to give up a very, very near and dear friend of mine, personally, who I've known since I was three. So there's several decades of history there. And this was about, I gave it about 10 years. I was probably 9.5 years in it, longer than I should have been. And there was like addiction issues and lots of other things there that I'm not going to discuss at this point. But it was really tough for me because I come from a place, like, I'm an empath, but I come from a place of love. Yep. But there comes a point in time where you have to say, this isn't good for me. Well, you want to call them healthy boundaries or whatever they are. And I think that's true in personal and business. And I think that situation really helped me also in my business life, because there are people that are just takers, and that's okay. Right? Like, that is okay. That is what it is. And you're not going to change it. I'm not going to change it. The important thing is you get to choose who you surround yourself with.
Yes.
And if that one person is not, you know, fit for your circle because it's unhealthy for you, there's another several million for you to choose from, except for that one.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think too, it's okay to understand that those maybe not right fits, maybe those, you know, relationships that have turned sour, or that it's okay to say there was a season for that, and that season's over. Like, and I agree with you. I've been in a situation where maybe I let the season go a little bit longer than it should have. Like, maybe we should have called time of death. Like, you know, and I think a lot of people are guilty of that, right? And I think a lot of it has to do with, is that you keep looking back and remembering when that season was amazing. Like, remembering the great times, the good times, the impact it had on your life. I think we do a lot of things out of habit, right? Like, like you said, since you were three, well, it's just always been that way.
Right? Exactly.
It's just always been that way.
Yeah. And it's funny. So my therapist, because I really struggled with this, and my therapist is like, okay, well, let's talk about, you know, what she's done for you, like, just lately. And I'm like, but you know, that's not me. That's not who I am. And so we made a list of what I do, and the list, I think we had 4 sessions on it.
Yeah.
And then she's like, okay, so what does she do for you? And I'm like, well, I've known her since I was 3. And she's like, okay, that's not a thing, but I'm going to give you that.
Sure.
What else? And I'm like, I had nothing. And so it was just going through that exercise. And again, I'm not saying you've got to write down what does he or she do for me? What do I do for them? But you kind of know, like, when it's completely off balance.
Yep.
And I'm okay. And it's a relationship just like a marriage or a partnership.
Yes.
It's like, sometimes you come home and you're like, flop on the couch and you're like, babe, I got 20%. And that other person picks up your 80, right?
Yeah.
And then other days they come home, it's like, babe, I've got, you know, 10%, and you step in for their 90.
Yeah.
But it's when they're not stepping in, when you're needing somebody and they're not there, that's what I struggle with. And that's sort of what I look at, you know, down the road.
Yeah. And I think one of the points that you made that I think is so important is, we go through these relationships as adults, and they're not our spouse, but they're really good friendships. They're close friendships. They're close relationships. And when we have to say, like, okay, this is over with, this is not where I'm at, this is not part of this season, it's time to end this, I think it's important that we remember a breakup is a breakup is a breakup. Yes. And I think we need to process it the same way. I think we need to take the time to grieve that relationship loss. I think it's important to look back and take your lessons, right? You learn something from that relationship. And I think that's the easiest way to move forward and to build new relationships, because like you said before, you don't want to bring that baggage, that, you know, being scared of that next opportunity for a relationship because of what you just went through. You want to be able to be open. And if you're not dealing with why that soured or why that relationship is past, I don't know that you're going to be able to openly move forward.
100%. And, you know, you brought up a good point, many, but this one kind of stuck with me, is there's not always a reason. There could be many reasons. There could be many things. It doesn't have to be a fallout.
Yeah. But
if that person, you know, is taking up a lot of space emotionally, intellectually, time-wise, and everything, and it's not serving you in a way, look, we're all here to help our friends. I for sure am. I know your heart and your porch dates and everything like that. You know, we're here to support our sisterhood, yeah. 100%. But when it is sucking more out of you and it's taking from your family and it's taking from your business, that's, I feel, when you need to sort of do an inventory and say, look, am I doing the right thing here? And only you know, not your spouse,
yes.
not your friends,
yes.
not whatever. You have to figure out, is this for me, right?
Yeah. And I'll tell you, it's really easy to know when you should take that inventory if you just listen to yourself. If you just listen to yourself, so I'll use, you know, we just said that this has to keep going. We were both saying that like Tuesdays is our favorite day now. And that's a perfect indicator to me that this is where we're supposed to be. This is a relationship we're supposed to have, because when we know we're going to connect, it's exciting, yes. and it's uplifting. And I feel like, woo, it's Tuesday. Like I'm looking forward to it. If you're in a relationship where when you're going to speak to that person, see that person, spend time with that person, whether it's business or personal, if your mood suddenly is like, oh,
yeah,
this is what I have to do today. Not what I get to do today. Like when I say it's Tuesday, I'm like, I get to record today with Adrian. Like I'm so excited. I don't say I have to. I get yeah. to do that. So That's if you're funny. Meeting with someone, business or personal, and it becomes, I have to do this today.
Yeah.
And you feel it, drain yourself.
Well, and that is so important. When it becomes like an emotional sucker, it sucks the
yes.
out of you. And it's sort of like, oh my gosh, okay, I've got to talk to them. I've got to do my friendly duty. And look, sometimes we all feel like, look, I've had a day.
Yeah.
You know, they're going through a breakup. So you kind of got to.
Yep.
Buck up and go and do your friendly thing.
For
but
sure.
if it's like that every time.
Every time, yes.
And then it's, that is so important. I hope our listeners heard what you said, because it is listening to yourself
yeah.
and listening to your body and how you feel
yeah.
physically. Like you said, I'm always pumped on Tuesday, you yeah. know, or whatever the case may be. But Tuesdays is a great example because we just opened with that. And it felt good, but if it was like, oh my God, I got to talk to Chris again. How am I going to,
yeah.
you know, then it's kind of like, hey, I don't know if this is working out so
yeah,
great.
This, yeah, yeah, this is not a good vibe.
By the way, you are not going anywhere. You're
yeah,
like,
yeah, different.
That's the synergy that you're looking yes. for. And let's take it now into business, because
yes.
You and I sort of touched base, I think, in one of our podcasts about this, so we won't necessarily repeat that. But I think creating relationships, you are so authentic. And I feel that one of the many things we have in common is that, so when I meet you, I'm like, what can I do for you? How can I lift you? How can I support you? How can I empower you? And a lot of people are two ways. They're either like us or they're opposite and they're kind of skeptical. Like, well, what do you want from me? And well, what can I get from you? And I think that that kind of vibe, if you're intuitive, like you and I, we pick up on it right away. Some people
yeah.
don't though. And a few times I've been in that situation where I haven't picked up on it. And I'm like, damn, my Wonder Woman's senses might've been off that day. Right.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
you know, what do you say when you're in like a business relationship and you feel that way? I think it's sort of the same, but I think it's got to be done in a different way. So I'd love to hear your take.
So one of my favorite questions to ask anyone that I'm working with in a business sense is, how do you see our relationship now? And how do you see our relationship in 6 months, a year? Like, what does that look like to you? Because I'd like to see if we have the same vision. And I think that's an important question because one, a lot of people are stumped by like, ugh. Because a lot of people had just, those takers, they have one ask. So it's not a vision and it's not a partnership and it's a one ask, right? So now they have to somehow explain to me this vision. And I always word it as, how do we work together? Not what can I do for you? How do we work together? And how do our visions line up with each other? And really, then it gets them to say that this isn't a good fit, right? Because then they're like, oh, well, it's like, oh, I don't really understand how our visions are lining up. Like, if you could get me to understand, then I'm on board. But
Exactly. And you
yeah.
know what? Like you said, they might not always have the answer, but I think what would be important for me if you asked it in that way, and it's not like when I meet somebody, I'm like, so what can I do for you? It's as you get to know somebody and say, hey, this is what I can do. What do you think about this? What do you think about? And if it's always one-sided, I think that comes clear and it comes to the surface, right? But I think if somebody doesn't know the answer, but they're curious to say, you know, I don't know that I've thought that far ahead, but thanks for bringing that up because I do have this event or I do have this thing that I'd love to. I mean, you and I just talked about the event that
Yeah,
I can do that.
absolutely.
And, you know, I keep going on to saying you cannot enter any relationship with expectations, personal or business. And I'll tell you why. You always end up getting disappointed. Doesn't matter who you are, right? If you go into it open and just being open to give, but being open to receive, that I think is the game changer for me, anyways.
I agree. I would say that the only expectations I try and put on any relationship, business or personal, is on myself. Like, I expect to be open and I expect to have conversation. I expect from myself to, like you said, if someone doesn't know the answer but they're willing to talk, I'm in for that. Like, you want to brainstorm, you want to talk it out, you want to see, I'm in for that. So the expectation is on myself to be like, be a good communicator, be a good listener, be someone that they want to brainstorm with and run through the ideas with. Be open to, hey, maybe the relationship between you and I is not going to work, but I know somebody. I'm going to connect you with this person who's going to be the perfect fit for what you're looking for. Or I'm going to connect you with this business partner that maybe the three of us together is going to be a better fit, as opposed to like trying to force relationships to work that maybe aren't going to, you know?
And you know what? That's so true. And it's very admirable of you that you try to think outside of the box. You know, I try to put me in a box. I'm at best on the perimeter. So I'm okay, right? At best, I'm on the perimeter. But what I do try to do as well is, you know, you think ahead, right? And I think that's why a lot of people come to you and they come to me and they're kind of like, okay, well, this is what I've got. Not sure how to do it. Can you help? And you know, you'll go and you'll think and you'll see who you can connect. That's why you're one of the super connectors. I know that for sure. But I want to bring it back to you and I now. So when you have a relationship, let's say personally, that you think is not working out for you, do you, like you said, you should have probably called the time of death a while ago. Do you like, I don't know. I still don't. When I talk about it, it sounds ridiculous, maybe to other people that I waited sort of, you know, 10 years too long. But I still think having hope, having respect, giving people the space to, I'll say, change and grow and do whatever, I think is important, right? And I'm talking about a girlfriend now. I'm not talking about necessarily your spouse, although, you know, partners and whatever. There's that as well because, you know, nobody is who they were yesterday or a month ago or a year ago. And that's what I find interesting is that we stayed friends for decades and we were both very different people and but we always had lots of commonality and we had history and we had whatever. So when do you feel like, and what do you do when you feel like, okay, it might be time for a breakup because you're hopeful. And you're also loving and caring and all that stuff. So share. What do you
Yeah,
do?
so I will share. And I'll start by saying I am really bad at breakups. I'm really bad at it because I am, and I know this is like next topic or the topic after, I am loyal to a fault. Like
Yeah.
I am,
Old
and
Yeller, baby, Old Yeller.
yeah, so sometimes it's like, man, like you said, it should have been done a long time ago, but you wanted to have that hope and you wanted to have that, no, this can change. This can go back to the way it was. This will be different if I just do this more or this better or, and so I'll preface by saying I'm not good at it, but I like to think that I'm learning.
Yeah.
I like to think that we're always learning. We're always growing. We're always, you know, doing better. And one of the things that's important for me is trying not to have the rose colored glasses on all the time, right? Like try and really like sit back, think it out. Like, is that the way the situation happened? Is that what I would have done in that situation? Was that done with kindness? Was that done with, you know, a good heart and good intentions?
Yeah.
And hold others accountable like I would hold myself accountable.
Yes. Yes.
Right. So like I would never allow myself to do certain things to individuals, friends, business partners. Like there are certain ways I would never treat an individual. And so why do we let other people treat us that way and then make excuses? Right.
Oh,
we
okay.
let them treat us that way. And then we go, well, they had a rough day or they're having a bad time in their life or whatever. I think that I'm learning to hold others accountable to what I deserve as a human being. I am a kind, open human being who's a really good person, a good friend, a good connector, you know, a good listener. And so I try and have the same expectations in a relationship with others to give back to me now.
And I love that. You know, that is this, I think, will be our next series will be about relationships. But I'll tell you, and I'll take it one step further. You said so many things. I'm trying to jot everything down. But, you know, you touched on something so important. So going back to private investigation, when people call me, I can't believe, you know, she cheated on me and she took all my money. She took this. She took the kids. I can't believe he left me for her. He did this. He did that. Or they, whatever the...
Yep.
The thing is, and they're like, I'm devastated. Rightfully so. There's some like
yeah.
really out there stories. They're devastated. They're, you know, having a complete meltdown. There's people we have to pick up off the floor.
Yeah.
But what I quickly learned and one the thing I'm doing on my TED talk is relationship risk reversal. Because anybody should be able to go through anything if you have the relationship with yourself first. And that's sort of yeah. what you're saying. You're
yeah.
saying, well, whatever I would do, I would sort of, those are like my boundaries. That's my expectation.
Yeah.
And your expectation is pretty low. Like you're saying, respect, be a kind
yeah.
human, you
yeah.
know, treat me that, like, that's like just to me basic.
Yeah.
But, you know, I feel that anything and, you know, going to the whole premise of I am unbreakable is that if you put sort of your relationship with yourself first. And it is so hard, especially as women. And that's why I said this is going to be a whole series all
yeah.
on its own. You can do anything. You can
yeah.
withstand divorce, being left, your partner, you know, totally taking your whole business and undermining you. You can survive anything. And when I mean survive, I mean get through obstacles and struggles.
Yeah.
But the important thing to know is most people put so much power to external relationships. And that's sort of how we were raised, especially as women. We're caregivers. You got to make sure this person's looked after,
yep.
the kids, the this, the that. It's only now that everybody's saying, hey, burnout, self-care. You know, I've got this thing called TLC, which is self-talk, self-love, self-care. And
yeah.
and that is my non-negotiable. Is
yeah.
like, I do have to care for myself. And again, not in a selfish way, in a way like, if I'm going to care for all you people and the businesses and whatever,
yep.
I need to look after me a little bit.
Absolutely.
And I think
Absolutely.
That's really what you were saying as well.
Yeah.
It's like, you're trying to, you know, even if you want to use last week, for example, I don't know if you want to mention. Yeah.
No, it's a perfect example. It's just, you know, I don't take days off. I just don't. I'm on the go. I'm on the go constantly.
Even when I'm sick,
if I'm not feeling good, if I'm whatever it is, I just keep her going. Just push through, just keep it going. And last week I finally took a day and it was like, nope, not today. Today it's I just can't. And if I don't stop today, then I'm going to be no good to anybody for tomorrow. My husband right away was like, should you go to the hospital? What do you mean you took a sick day? Don't do that. And he was like, oh my God, like you're taking a day. And I was like, yeah, I just need a day.
But doesn't that show you that you need to do that more often, Chris? Really?
Yeah, it does. And you know what it really, really told me was, I don't know that it's the best example to be giving my kids. I mean, my kids are hard workers and they know how to push through adversity and that's great. And I'm glad I've taught them that, but maybe I need to dial back just a little.
That one. Yeah. Oh, I thought you meant, oh, it wasn't good. I took a day off. That's why my face.
No, it wasn't good that I don't take days off because I see that pressure in my kids. I see my older boys who are like, you know, mom, I have to call in sick today because I'm really, really sick, but I'm sorry. And I'm like, I see that they see that like calling in sick's a bad thing.
Yeah.
And so while I agree that like having a good work ethic and being able to push through struggles and adversity is important, that I may need to dial it back a bit and let them know that like, but it's okay when you have to.
Yes. And it, took, you know what, 100%. And I think this up and coming generation is different. I think they're very lackadaisy, but to your point too. So I've got the three older ones, they never call it. And then they're like, oh, what should I get? Like a doctor's note? I just don't know what to do. And it's like, really? Yeah. And so what I started doing with them is saying, you know, why not take like a mental health day? And they're like, well, I'm not mentally ill. And I say, you know, you just seem really stressed. You've just had this, you've had exams, you're struggling with this. Let's just take a day. And they're like, really? Like, this is when they were like a little bit older.
Yeah.
And we love it. And I think what you said is so important. It's such an important message, but more so, you know, women of our age, like sort of, there's this 15, 20 year.
29, you mean?
Year, 29 and a half. Yeah. Right? I'm half a year older than you. I always say, people are always like, how old are you? I'm like, how old do you want me to be?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, it's however old I feel in the moment, right? There's times I feel like I'm 15 and there's times I feel like I'm 115. So
yeah,
age is just a number. But now you're hilarious. I totally lost what I was going to say.
Sorry. I'm so sorry. I couldn't help it. But I...
29.
I think the point that we're making is that, and we see it in our kids, is that if you plan those days, if you plan the take a mental health day, take care of yourself, do some self-care, whatever that looks like for you, whether it's a day, whether it's reading, whether it's yoga, whatever it looks like for you. If we teach that next generation to like put that in the plans, then your body's not going to shut down on you. Because the reality is, you're going to get to a point where you're going to burn out and your body's going to say, nope, today you're done.
Exactly.
Yeah. 100%. And so if you plan it, it's in your schedule. It's in your, you know, like you, then it doesn't cause chaos.
Yes. But I will say there's times that I've done it, you know, in the morning before they went to school.
Yep.
I just knew everything was going to hell in a handbasket. And I'm like, okay, let's all go to Great Wolf Lodge. And they were like,
nice.
What? Yeah. They were like, won the lottery.
Yeah.
Anyways, of course, they don't remember that. They remember I bought them workbooks for summer. Anyway, yeah. Another conversation for another time. But I do remember what I was going to say now. You're right. We were talking about health. And there's a reason that women within like a 15, 20 age, like kind of where we're at, that I hate to say, but they're having strokes, nervous breakdowns, passing, and it's all stress, all stress. So
yeah,
I'm just saying self-care, look after yourself, look after your relationships. And we do have to unfortunately wrap up, but I want to leave it with one thing, because as soon as you got on, usually you and I are like in leather and we're all whatever. And I looked at your hoodie and I went, ooh, I like stay humble. And then let's show your full
thing. It's stay humble, hustle hard.
Hard, woot, woot. And so we had this whole conversation that I'm going to let you take over before we say goodbye.
Yeah. So something came to me today because, you know, I was preparing for my great call today. And I always make sure that before we get on, before I'm going to be on video for anything, I, you know, take off my good old trusty hoodies, which I love. And I put on a blazer and all of that. And I thought, you know, there's something about the power of being comfortable in your own skin. Because what if I'm not sitting here adjusting my blazer and wondering if it looks okay and if my arms are stretchy enough? And what if I'm just sitting here comfortable having a conversation with you and my only focus is this conversation?
Because I
am completely comfortable where I am in my skin, feeling myself, my authentic self. And so now don't get me wrong. There's a line, right? Between like, you know, sometimes you got to show up with your brand. I get that. But I think comfort's important and I think you can do both. So we need to explore that further. We need to talk more.
Next one, we're going to be, you know, the power of being comfortable in your own skin.
Yes.
It's funny. I will also end off by saying a lot of times people are like, okay, well, you've got to wear a blazer and you've got to, and I'm like, okay, so my dress up is a leather jacket. I'll put on some bling, always the bling, and some really nice jeans. That is my blazer and my outfit. And
people
are kind of like, but you know, it's a business. And I said, yes, I absolutely do know that it is a business meeting. I will always be professional. I'll always be whatever.
Yes.
And so it is, it's find your comfort zone, right? But everybody's comfort zone is different. And that's what I want to explore with you next week. Big love.
Always.
Thank you so much. You are a rock star, like always.
Back at you.